Welcome to Coffee and Contracts with John Appino, brought to you by Financial Residency. John owns Contract Diagnostics and is an expert on physician contract negotiation and compensation review. If you have an idea for a podcast or a question you would like for him to answer on one of his shows, please email podcast@financialresidency.com. Now grab your cup of Java and get ready for Coffee and Contracts with John Appino.
Hey, everybody, it's John with Contract Diagnostics. The interesting things that we see here on a day-to-day basis. We recently reviewed contracts from two individual physicians in two very different specialties for the same organization in two separate divisions. So one of them was asking for a signing bonus. They were offered $10,000 and they thought that $25,000, which came from our data here at Contract Diagnostics, was appropriate. So they asked for $25,000 and they were told, no, we can't. We can only do $10,000. Now, another physician in another department in another area with the same employer, just a state across, was offered $25,000 to start. And we said, maybe push them a little bit. We think $25,000 is appropriate based on the market, based on the data that we had. But maybe we should see if we could push them. So let's see if we can push them to $30,000 or $35,000. The physician asked for $35,000 and they came to an agreement on $30,000. So you've got the same company, same leadership, different divisions, but generally the same policy, telling two different physicians two different things. So how do you handle this? Well, we think it's always a good idea to clarify. So I think if the person that you're asking for compensation asks is not the right person to approve these things, let's see if we can work our way up the chain. So if somebody says, you know, I just can't go to $20,000, I can only do $10,000. My answer would be, okay, I understand that you can't get that approval. Could we go to that could get approval for that? Who makes those decisions? Is it a board decision? Is it done by the divisional vice president? Is it done by the hospital chief financial officer? Who makes those decisions? How are policies set? And I want to dig a little deeper as into their reason behind the no, not just take the no and say, okay, I'm going to move forward. And so I think all of these things are very, very important. Now, we can't share data on independent physicians saying Mary was able to get $20,000 and Mark was able to get $10,000 and Corporation A pay this amount of money. But we do have this level of information and we can coach you guys on how to walk through the asks of the contract. So when you get a no, how to proceed, how to move past the no and hopefully get to a maybe, which may yield a yes. So if you're told no, let's not take no for an answer. Let's work through it to a maybe, and then a maybe might be the yes. If an organization has policy, let's seek to understand what the policies are. And if you're told that we've never offered anything to anybody else, let's do a little bit deeper digging and see what they say. We always recommend having multiple offers. If you need to have a BATNA, which again is the best alternative to a negotiated agreement, it might mean that you don't sign with them. You sign with somebody else out of principle. And this might be one of those things that you say, you're not representing things accurately to me. And so I'm going to go somewhere else. Because if this is the way that they're treating you during the negotiation phase, how are they going to treat you while you're an employee and you're signed and you're locked in? Pending malpractice insurance tail, pending non-competes, pending termination, pending repaying whatever signing bonus you're able to negotiate for yourself. So let's do the due diligence up front and make sure that A, your asks are based on data, which we have really, really good real-time data here at Contract Diagnostics, and that you understand how to ask and who to ask and what to say if they say yes and what to do if they say no. We're here to help at Contract Diagnostics, so reach out anytime and we'd love to connect.
Thank you for listening to Coffee and Contracts with John Appino. If you need a contract reviewed or want to know if you are being paid fairly, go to contractdiagnostics.com. See you next time.